Riding Home with Steve Jackson on The Drive on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
All right, it's 5:08 on your Monday drive. You may have heard some electors are demanding intelligence briefings before the Electoral College vote that's coming up. One of those is a Democrat from California. She happens to be the daughter of the Minority Leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi. It's Christine Pelosi. Christine, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So how does this work? Has this ever been done before, to your knowledge? I've never heard it before, and it's fascinating to me. But explain how the genesis of how this came.
Well, what happened was we read in the paper last week that there were CIA reports that the Russians had hacked both the Democrats and the Republicans. However, only the Democrats were subject to the drip, drip, drip of months of daily embarrassing emails being released to the public in what eventually turned out to be a voter depression strategy to turn people away from Hillary Clinton and assist in the election of Donald Trump. So claimed the hackers. And the CIA claimed that the hackers were connected to the Russians. So our question was, wait, this is very explosive. So some of the electors were communicating over the weekend, and we thought, well, this is ridiculous. Why are we reading about this in the paper? If this is true, this is something that ought to be declassified to the extent possible so that the entire public can find out if it was true that there was foreign intervention in our elections and whether or not the Trump campaign knew anything or did anything about it. So our decision was to write to the National Intelligence Director, Mr. Clapper, and say, we want to have an intelligence briefing on the facts as alleged by members of your agency to the press. So that's how it came about. Ideally, I would like to see the information declassified so that everybody could talk about it. But to the extent that we have to protect our agents' assets, sources, and methods in the intelligence community,
sure,
then we want what's called, in the parlance, a day pass, where we could go to what they call a SCIF, one of those secure confidential information facilities such as you have at an FBI office or an Air Force base around the country, and receive the information so that we know whether or not, as Hamilton wrote in the Federalist Papers, so the founders certainly, being born of revolution and international meddling in that revolution and subsequent constitutional congresses had warned us that we be at least aware and be sure as Electoral College members that there was a free and fair election without undue foreign influence.
I'm assuming these aren't just California electors, and is it bipartisan?
It is bipartisan. I'm actually the only Californian, although Californians have signed on today. It was actually Maryland, New Hampshire, Texas, where there's a Republican, and California, as you mentioned. So we have a variety of states, and now we have many more as people are writing in from around the country to respond to the letter, either to say they'd like to co-sign it, can be considered a co-signer to it, and more important, how could we get those briefings? How quickly could we get that information? Is it possible for the CIA to declassify any of it so that the public can really take a look?
Okay, so it is bipartisan, but from what I've read, there's only maybe 10 electors who have signed this letter, which is...
So far, there are 10 so far. We started off with 9 Democrats and 1 Republican. We're about to have more, and there are also other Republicans who call themselves Hamilton electors who don't want to vote for Donald Trump but want to vote for a president who is not Trump and who is not any of the candidates who filed for president. So we'll see what they do and how they push for the change that they want. But essentially, we're all leading towards the same place, which is, it's outrageous to read in the newspaper that United States intelligence authorities believe that the Russians swayed the election for the Republicans, and that information remains declassified and unknown to the public, unknown to the Electoral College. So while I praise the Republicans who have joined with Democrats, including House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, Intelligence Committee member Eric Swalwell from the Bay Area, who have called for a bipartisan commission, a commission would be too late for us. We think the information should be release now and, of course, have the commission do the after-action review. But we're right in the middle of the action, whether it's the Electoral College, whether it's the Trump cabinet nominees with ties to Russia, whether it's Trump's own financial ties to Russia. Those are things that we need to investigate now.
Well, okay, so if let's say it's 10 electors out of, I don't know, 540 or something, if it's not declassified, what do you hope to accomplish as far as, say, those 10 if you do get an intel briefing?
Well, we would like to get the information before us so that we can make a decision about making a fully informed vote. I mean, I'm an elector for Hillary Clinton, the winner of the popular vote. I fully intend to cast my vote for her, but I would like to know how it was that the election was won, and if part of that was that there was a foreign government that was swaying the election. I certainly want to know that.
Sure.
Before I vote. I mean, and I think that there are a lot of us who, on the one hand, aren't particularly fans of the Electoral College. We'd prefer the national popular vote. Of course, they will never give it to that, you know, give us that here in California, right? They say you're too big.
Right.
We want to balance you out with smaller states. But on the other hand, if we have an Electoral College, we do have agency. And the words of Hamilton inspire, because this is exactly what they were worried about in the late 1700s. That could happen, knowing, of course, as you do, that many, many countries were on both sides of the revolution.
So, yeah, but what I was wondering is, has this ever been done before, as far as you know, as far as...
No, as far as I know, we have never had our intelligence agency tell us that there is, you know, that there is a foreign espionage and act of direct sabotage that could have swayed the election, and we therefore never had an occasion where there's some element of affecting the freedom and fairness of the election that U.S. military or intelligence assets had been investigating that we didn't know at the time that the Electoral College was meeting. So this is really unprecedented territory. As I said, I was shocked when I read the news on Friday and thought, well, we should at least know what the reporters that you leaked the story to know, right? We should at least get a look at those facts if the goal is to make an informed vote. So it is unprecedented. It is unchartered. It is, frankly, very concerning that Russia would have such a role. I went to Georgetown University Foreign Service School in the late 1980s, the end of President Reagan's term in office, and I could never have imagined then that the Soviet Union, you know, now Russia would be swaying the election to a Republican president. And it is unprecedented, but we have to stop and think about what's going on and look at the facts dispassionately. Maybe electors will change their minds. Maybe they won't. Maybe the country will have a better view of what our policy towards Russia should be and what sorts of personnel and budget and policy steps we should be taking as a country to guard ourselves against Russian meddling in our politics.
So next Monday, the college meets, and
yes.
You have sent this letter to James Clapper. Have you heard from anyone over
there? We haven't heard back. We have not heard back from anyone over there. We know they're aware of our interest. We are awaiting word. We're going to try them again tomorrow with some, you know, new signatories on the letter and some other ways of communication. We're hoping that now that this issue has come to the fore, that we will have a response as to whether or not any information will be declassified for the entire American public, and if select information might be receive a lower classification such that a temporary security clearance for Electoral College members could be achieved.
Fascinating stuff. Always.
Well, it is fascinating.
Yeah.
We really want to respect our intelligence agents who are out there doing this work. It's very, I mean, you know, a lot of people have had their security breach. You know, I'm sure a lot of the listeners had, you know, a Yahoo account or a Target card or Wells Fargo. I mean, you name it. You know, we've had these corporate breaches of our private information, and we worry about what we thought was private information. We worry about identity theft and hacking. But it's a little bit different to say that you can have a foreign country engage with hackers who can go in and just decide, well, every day I'm just going to release a batch of your emails and your communications to try to embarrass you and to try to make you having to spend your time explaining those away rather than talking about the positive message and image you have for the country or the image you have about yourself. I mean, that's the part of it that is really, you know, it's very frustrating and it's very concerning. And when you look at some of the fake news and some of the stories that get incited, it's all the more important that we have journalists and that we have a free press who can look into these allegations and share them with people while protecting the intelligence community members who have to go in undercover and, you know, in some of these places on, you know, the dark side of the internet and work with some of these characters who, of course, would have, you know, there's a lot to lose. Clearly, somebody thought that Hillary Clinton was not the president that they wanted. So they leaked a bunch of information about her to sway the election of the leader of the free world. That and the commander-in-chief of the United States military. That is frightening. Whether or not Trump had anything to do with it but was just the fortunate recipient, fortunate, I guess, in that it helped him, or whether he was a knowing recipient of that, the fact of the matter is that a foreign government exerted that much control over us should be very, very concerning, especially because it's the kind of behavior that Putin has been accused of doing in Ukraine and in Crimea and in other places.
Electoral College elector Christine Pelosi, the daughter of Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. Thank you so much for taking the time. I hope we can talk again.
I hope so, too. Take care.
All right. Thank you.